You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Host Brian Campbell.
The pride of Mexico, the pound for pound number one fighter in the world, Canelo Alvarez. You've been on this stage, this city, this arena so many times. Why is this one any different?
No, nothing different. It's nothing new for me. I just love to be here and come back to Las Vegas and fight here. It's always a pleasure for me.
You've won titles in four divisions. You could fight anybody you want, but you went out of your way to make this fight because you want that undisputed championship. What does that mean to you?
No, for me, it does mean a lot for me. For my history, for my legacy, it means a lot. So that's why we are here and Saturday night, we want to make history.
It's no secret, it got a little bit personal on the build to this fight with you and Caleb Plant. How much are you still thinking about that entering fight night?
No, that's personal, but I have a strong mind. So I'm going to use that for my advantage. So at the end of the day, I'm going to use my skills, my experience, and that's it, win the fight.
Top fighters don't fight as often as you have been on this run. This will be your fourth fight in 12 months. Why is that so important to be this active?
I love boxing. I love being in there, in the ring. So being with my fans, I love being fighting.
What does Caleb Plant bring to the table on Saturday that you've never seen before?
He's a good fighter. He's a good fighter with a lot of skills, but it's nothing new for me. I've been in there with a lot of good fighters, so it's nothing different. I just wanna do my things, wanna put my experience, my skills, and win the fight.
We all can't wait for the fight Saturday night on Showtime pay-per-view. How does that fight end when you take on Caleb Plant?
I think, in my opinion, it's gonna be like 7-9 rounds.
A mid to late knockout, the prediction for Canelo Alvarez. I wanted to give you a chance to address your fans, address your home country in Spanish ahead of this landmark event.
No, gracias a todos, gracias por todo el apoyo, a todos los medios que siempre están detrás apoyándome, gracias a todos. Espero el sábado estén ahí como siempre. Vamos a hacer historia todos juntos.
Canelo Alvarez, congratulations on getting to another big fight. Best of luck on Saturday night.
Thank you.
This series, which documented your journey to get here. There's been tragedy, there's been triumph. What does it mean to you personally, entering the biggest fight of your career?
It means a lot. You know, I've dedicated my life to this sport. I've sacrificed a lot for this sport, and not just me, but my whole team. And we're happy to be here, but we're not happy to just be here. We're here to win those belts and become the first undisputed super middleweight of all time.
Let's be clear, you've been brash. You've come out and said, I'm not here just to hang around, I'm here to win. That September 22nd press conference in Beverly Hills, you mixed it up a little bit with Canelo. What message do you think you sent, not only to Alvarez, but to the boxing world?
I think he knows he's got someone in front of him who's not just here to hand his belt over, not just here to pick up a check, but like I said, here to get those belts. And that's exactly what I'm here to do. That's exactly what me and my team are here to do. And November 6th, you guys are going to find out firsthand.
Anytime you're set to face the pound-for-pound king of a sport, you're more than likely going to be the underdog. What are the odds makers? What are the critics? What do they not know about Caleb Plant that they should entering Saturday night?
I mean, odds are just odds. Those are just numbers. Numbers can't measure what's in here. They can't measure what's in here. And, you know, I've been the underdog before, and they've been wrong before. So numbers are just numbers. I don't pay attention to that. I pay attention to what I can be in control of. And that's my training. That's my discipline. And that's the game plan, and that's what we're focused on.
Saturday night inside this building behind us, the MGM Grand Garden Arena, you'll get the number one in the sport. How do you match up with him, X's and O's?
I mean, I match up well. If I didn't feel like I'd win, I wouldn't be here. So Saturday night, tune in for yourself. You can see firsthand. There's nothing I can say that will convince you guys. There's nothing I can say that will change your minds of, well, I didn't think he could win, but I think he can win now. So I can show you better than I can tell you. Tune in November 6th.
What's your message to everybody from Ashland City, Tennessee, everyone who's helped you get to this spot, the brightest lights, the biggest stage possible in this sport?
Just hoping everybody tunes in. Appreciate everybody back home in Middle Tennessee, Ashland City, Nashville. And November 6th, you guys got an undisputed champ on your hands.
Thank you so much and best of luck, Caleb.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.